Oh. Oh, shoot. Love you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, okay, Ed. 7:06. Yeah.
Hey.
Clearing it out still. Hey, Mames.
Hey. Good to see you again.
Still here?
Yeah.
I came out of my cot in the back. Back at it.
You and Bill Russell.
After last night.
Sleeping bags last night.
The 2024 small business event. It is officially in the books. It is until next year. Small business is over. Is that how that works?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Small business is around all year long.
Still here. They're doing just fine.
Doing great. Last night, if you missed it, the 2024 small business event put on by the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, Local Biz Now, Joe Vagnone, been doing the show for 11 years. He's been doing his show, Local Biz Now, for the same amount of time. So it's a whole special. There's still bouquets of flowers in here inside the studio. No, we don't normally keep the flowers in here, but they do smell good and they look good.
They look great. Yeah, smell great too.
It was cool. One of the conversations with Tracy. What's Tracy's company's name again? I don't remember.
It's Mental Edge Fitness.
The mental health guru is really like what I would probably lean into. We should trademark that with her. Get that for her.
Work on that.
Yeah.
TM.
Yeah. Just TM. The flowers and the smell kind of set off the endorphins.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that right now with the flowers?
She did say that last night. She said that even just having the fresh flowers around like helps your mental health. Mental wellness. So just little things like that can make a difference. So
one of the many wonderful talking
points. I'll say one of the things I love that she said is it's so much more important for small business owners, entrepreneurs to take care of their mental health because so much of that, especially when you're building something, right? It's 7 days a week.
Oh yeah.
Up to, you know,
twice on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. 10, 12, 14, 16-hour workdays. So long, long days, long nights.
And we live in a community with a lot of small businesses.
There's a lot. And so that she emphasized that, I thought that was really important. So you can do the Mental Edge Fitness and it combines. And she's a Wake Forest basketball player. Like
ooh.
She's amazing. I really liked hanging out with her, listening to her last night.
Elizabeth was also great. John Resnick joined us virtually. What a cool conversation. A guy who's interviewed Steve Forbes and all these other leaders across the world and in the business community was nothing short of phenomenal. Senator Jeff Tartin, one of the smartest brainiacs I've ever had the chance to speak with. I mean, his mind, I could see him winning the Nobel Peace Prize one day.
Really?
I don't know why. I don't know what he would want to do it for, but something.
You think he'll thank us when he gets his reward?
He'll remember this moment.
You think so? I think he will. I think he will.
Representative John Bradford stopped by too. We jetted back from Raleigh after a day of busy bills being voted on and all kinds of moves being made in Raleigh.
Appreciate him doing that.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Everybody doing it.
Yeah.
Joel Olson, what a brainiac as well there. I mean, his mind and the way he's thinking about the future. That's really what he's focused on, right? And I try to stop and do that with my kid. I've got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old, and I'm like, man, what's next? But he's in that life.
Yes,
of what's
next. He's already there.
Yeah.
He's living in 3,024. Should have
asked him if he's down with Neuralink. I should have asked him that.
Oh, I would be interested in that to hear his
just
opinion.
To find out. Yeah. So talking about transportation last night. Talked about sustainability last night. I mean, just the gamut for. And I think another example for small business owners, you really have to wear 15, 20 different hats.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the week and last night, the signature event to help celebrate that in the community. What does it really mean? That when I go somewhere, I want delicious food down my goozle into my belly guts.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get that maybe today with Cake Pops?
Yes. Stella's Sweet Treats.
Well, I guess it's not just Cake Pops.
She is very heavily into the Cake Pops. So she does like Cake Pop lessons. You can sign up for her class and it's $7
for a lesson
and she'll talk more about it when she's here, but she'll teach you how to make like a beautiful cake pop. So
you can do that like as your party, like almost like what was the old place where you could draw and sip the wine?
Like sip and paint places. Yeah, lots of those around.
Cake pops and bourbon. Just on the couch.
Yeah.
You don't even have to shower. You don't even have to do it. You can just stay home.
Why would you not have to shower?
You don't even have to shower.
How does that come into the party plan?
That's part of the convenience.
The invitation, bourbon, cake pops. You don't even have to shower. Can't wait for that one to come out.
As long as everyone's on the same page, it just makes it better.
Are we doing like a Zoom session for your birthday party?
Look, I need some space. I need my quarantine zone from everybody. It's better that we do it this way. No, so Stella Treats, Greystone Lodge also. We got to get a check-in with Ben McKeithen. I believe he's going to be at Holmes Convocation Center today, joining us via video chat. That'll happen at about 8:30, so you want to check that out. And Stella's Sweet Stella. I wanted to come up with a jingle. When you said Sweet Stella's coming, I was like, Sweet Stella. In music, does the rhythm get
I think you would go Sweet Stella Treats. Bum, yum, bum, yum, bum. Yum.
Oh,
you see where I went there? Yeah, yum, like yum, it. Yum, yeah.
I like it. I like it.
The little
TM.
Twist in there.
TM.
He timmed it.
We could probably talk about food in the sense of it was cheese balls at first, and then now it's what? Cheese? Oh, it's hot dogs now in New York, in New York City, Times Square.
Yes. So, I was just in New York City. This was not there. They did have this art installation. To me, it looked like hair ties.
Oh, this is art.
This was art.
This isn't just a bunch of people at a table.
To me, it looked like, and I sent a video to Katie, and I was like, Katie, you know how we lose all those hair ties? I think they're here. And it was this art installation of like, this is not what I put on the sheet, but it was an art installation of like all of these
hair ties.
Yeah. Just all over the
collage.
Place. Yeah, collage of hair ties.
Like a paper mache.
So then I ran across this last night. This is in Times Square. It was not there when I was there. But now there's a 65-foot long hot dog on display in Times Square, New York City.
That's right.
Don't know who did this.
That's a big old hot dog right there.
It is a giant hot dog.
Did they slice it in the half before they eat it? You know, you're supposed to do that. They say that you can choke on hot dog.
Yeah, it could be a choking hazard.
You're supposed to slice it.
It could be a choking
hazard. Do you slice the hot dog like all the way in half or you just put a slit in it? Like, ooh, that hot dog.
It also bursts confetti every day at 12 p.m.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
No, it does not.
So it's...
Mamie, no, it does not. You are telling me that this structure hot dog they have shoots confetti out every day at 12
o'clock.
Oh, no, I did. Oh, my God. I am done.
So it's the world's largest confetti hot dog sculpture. I knew this was going to break you.
It's the first segment of the show.
I mean, so for those who can't see because you're listening in your car, this hot dog is set up like a fire truck ladder. And I mean, it's tall. It looks like it's going to the fourth story to save someone. Only if it's 12:15, it's not safe.
That's confetti every day at 12 o'clock.
I mean,
there you go. So y'all want to take a trip to New York?
Where's Jeff when you need him? That's what we need right now.
This hot dog is sitting at a 45-degree angle.
Wow.
It's what, 65 feet tall?
New York continuously impresses and sets themselves apart as the innovators of the world. And this is just one of the many. not just put it somewhere in New York. Put it in the most popular tourist destination you possibly could have in the middle of one of the largest cities in the country. Awesome. Going to get a look at traffic next. We're going to have a word of the day today, I assume, at some point. Sweet Stella Treats. Ooh! Come to my birthday party via Zoom. Greystone Lodge. No showers required.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:18. Happy Thursday. Lil' Friday.
It is Lil' Friday.
I didn't even congratulate the day on being Lil' Friday earlier.
Good job, Thursday.
But we like Thursday because it gets us closer to Friday. But either way, it's a great day because we get to talk to one of our favorite people.
Jeff.
RideiCats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You do it with iCats, RideiCats.com. Jeff, good morning to you, sir. How are the streets looking?
Good morning. There's no accidents to report, although there is a disabled vehicle between mile marker 31 and 30 southbound on 77 that has traffic backed up somewhat from like Langtree to the lake. But traffic is moving slow through there. There's pockets of heavy traffic from Statesville down to Charlotte and also Charlotte to Statesville. So, you know, typical slowdowns in the Huntersville area. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues this morning.
Okay, sounds like a decent start to the work day. Jeff, we appreciate that. RideICats.com. We'll chat with you at 8:15.
All right. Have a good morning.
You too, sir. RideICats.com. Today's Thursday. ICATS going to Winston-Salem. If you want to go to Winston, only a dollar to get picked up at your front door. You ride the micro transit bus out there, and then you get a dollar, and you get driven right back. It's just phenomenal.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day.
Today's word of the day on this beautiful Thursday.
Yeah.
It's gonna beautiful be gorgeous Thursday. Gorgeous today.
89?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, 89.
Too hot.
I like those numbers, though. I like that.
Perfect.
Trending the right way. Yep. Like that hot dog statue.
That's right.
That's the way we are trending. All right. Today's word of the day is ruction.
Ruck?
Ruction.
Ruction.
For those following along at home, we're dealing with a noun here.
Mm.
R-U-C.
Okay.
T-I-O-N. Ruction. Ruction.
Ruction.
Ruction.
It's a noun, person, place, or thing. I'm going to go with it's a thing. I'm going to say it's ruction. No.
All right. I'm going to give it to you in a sentence. Sorry. I had to see if you were going to go somewhere with that.
I was. I had the hot dog in my mind, yeah. And then I didn't go for it.
Yep. Good job. Proud of you.
Yeah. Sometimes it's the things you don't say.
Self-awareness. Right.
Justin and Bill's friendly rivalry over the last Sweet Stella treat, cake ball, resulted in a playful ruction as they both reached for it at the same time.
A ruckus.
Kind of. I want something more similar. I want a definition, not a
fight.
Word. Okay, fight. Can we get a little bit more?
A dispute.
A dispute is a fight. It is a fight, but it's a fight.
A rabble rousing.
To the death.
Now describe the fight.
To the death.
One of which whoever loses must die by samurai.
No.
A fight. A playful fight?
A friendly bout. A jest. A conniption.
Do you have another sentence?
I do.
Okay.
The ruction ended with everyone involved getting arrested.
Mm.
The rowdy event.
You're fight, close.
You said
you're close.
Fight
yeah,
is
I
right,
like fighting.
But we need
I
to
like
go
fighting.
Further than fighting.
And I even like rowdy.
Disruption. The thing that they did that wasn't good.
All right. The definition of ruction, and you guys were kind of all over it. I just wanted kind of an adjective to go along with the fight. But rowdy kind of works. So a rough and often noisy fight, usually involving several people.
Noisy, I think is
so
what
I was looking
the adjective.
Rough, noisy.
Yeah,
yes.
Noisy. Yes. Involving several also seems important in this, too.
Yes.
It's not a self-infliction.
Usually involving several people.
Usually.
Which would emphasize the noise. So a ruction. It's a ruction every day in here.
Mostly.
Most,
in yeah. a nice way.
We try to keep it going.
Fun ruction.
All right, there you go. Word of the day, ruction. Rowdy. Don't cause a ruction today as you're living your life.
Yeah. Don't.
Yeah, try not to.
Living your best life does not include ructions.
Yeah.
Ructioning, yeah. Ructioning is inappropriate in public.
Correct. But did you conjugate that? You said as a verb. I don't think that works. It's a noun, not a verb. You just made it a verb. Which could cause a ruction here when you try to conjugate.
something that's causing ructions, AI, and it's constant. And I think AI has destroyed TV There's an old show. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's called The Simpsons.
Yeah.
It's got a few episodes out there. It's been out for a few years. But, of course, AI has gotten its hands on this. And the audio's good. Don't you worry, Bill. I've checked it. Let's go ahead and show you the new TV show, fully AI created.
So as abundant as the donuts, and the residents are as quirky.
Whoa, hold on. You gotta start from the very beginning. Sorry.
Homer Simpson.
Hold on. Whoa.
The lovable but bumbling head of the Simpson family. Welcome to Springfield, where the jokes are as abundant as the donuts, and the residents are as quirky as they come.
So this is the Simpsons in AI.
So there is like
by his side is Marge.
I mean, I would say there is like real people, not cartoons, but they still look very cartoonish.
Their children include Bart, who is always stirring up chaos.
Bart.
Lisa.
Lisa.
Some with all the eyes bulging on everybody.
It's the eyes, yeah. Oh, Maggie.
The adorable baby.
That's a baby. That's like, what's wrong with that?
Mr. Burns. Mo. I like Mo. He looks like fun.
Every moment is a unique experience. Also part of this vibrant ensemble is Ned Flanders.
Oh, no.
The friendly neighbor.
That looks like Ned Flanders. That's exactly what I'd picture Ned Flanders looking like in real life.
Followed by Krusty the Clown.
Krusty!
He's always ready to put on a show. And let's not forget Milhouse. Bart's loyal and nerdy best
friend.
Gosh,
bless his heart.
Explore the wacky world.
Where do you find this?
Yeah, where does this come up?
Isn't this kind of crazy? Imagine if this was The Simpsons, right? Couldn't you believe this?
Yeah, I would not watch that show. Those people are scary looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just funny to see AI literally take a cartoon. What's really exciting is listening to that on the radio, right? And
yeah, that was very entertaining for everybody who's in their car listening right now on the WSSE mobile app. Thank you, guys.
So AI has taken the concept of Simpsons, and now it looks like real people, though, right?
It's like real mixed with like claymation.
It's like,
kinda,
yeah, but they're like cartoony. I mean, you can tell it's not an actual person. We've seen some crazy AI, though, that does look like.
And so that is 100% AI, though. Okay, so that's
not The Simpsons.
No, that's not The Simpsons. This also is not a real TV show. This was just something somebody did for social media.
Right.
But that
unless it is going to be a TV show.
It is not going to be a TV show. Mm.
Would cause a ruction.
Yeah.
Okay, so that
maybe a one-off episode, but that I don't see that being in any way associated
with the brand.
Yes.
No. But that being okay, that's AI. Now, let's look at something. Do you think this is AI and it has to deal with Posty? Do you think that this AI...
I'm interested to see if this is, yeah.
So Posty AI. That was Simpsons AI. Let's check out Posty AI and let's play a game of which is really AI and which is not.
Was definitely AI.
I don't know. We can't say that definitively yet.
It was definitely. I'm saying it.
I don't think we can say that.
I'm stamping it. It's AI.
All right, Bill, play this one now. This one's good to play.
It was you walking out my door.
This is Post Malone.
You said you love me just more.
If you're not familiar with this hit.
Yeah, this is an early banger.
What the heck?
Them jean shorts.
Yeah.
So is that how Posty got started?
That's like one of his first song music videos before the face tattoos, before he was super cool. Like he's
Is that
so,
AI?
No, that's it. That's
oh,
actually
that's real.
Him.
That
yeah,
was
that's
real.
So that was one of his first songs. I found it this morning. It was like progress over perfection, right? Just keep going.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, Post Malone, he became famous kind of overnight. He was one of those guys who would just make music like that, silly videos. Some of them were silly. And I guess he put in, what song was it? White Iverson.
Mm.
And literally overnight.
Changed the world.
His world, for
yeah.
sure.
And yeah, but he did not have the look he has now.
No, 100%.
In that video.
Correct.
So the look, the image, it all changed, and that's when he got famous.
Was
overnight.
He Posty in that? Like, when did he start going by Posty? That seems AI-ish to me.
You think he just asked, like, make my name cooler?
Yeah, like
well,
ChatGPT.
Post Malone is what he goes by, but that's his nickname is Posty. Yeah.
ChatGPT, come up with 20 cool nicknames. Here's my name, Post Malone.
I don't think his first name is Post. I don't think that's his
Mr.
real name.
Mr. Malone.
Malone, I believe. I think
Mr.
Post.
Malone.
Yeah.
You don't think Post is really his first name?
I don't think so. No, and he, my favorite thing he's doing right now is he's doing country covers. Have you,
seen a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, those are really fun. The one he did, Pickup Man, is that the song?
Joe Diffie? Oh, don't ask me any country songs. I'm not saying that.
It's an old country song from like late 80s, early 90s, but he did a cover of it. It's so good. Joe Diffie, country singer, since you know so much about country music, he passed away during the pandemic really suddenly. And so a bunch of artists, Toby Keith, Post Malone also was on there. Yeah. But this is like right after he passed away, got together and did like a, call it a mixtape.
Nice.
Good, of his songs. So they're covering his songs. It's a great album. I think they're on their third one now.
Post Malone was born Austin Richard Post.
Oh, so Malone is not.
Yeah, Malone's. Yeah.
Yes, and his stage name comes from he input his birth name into a rap name generator. It came out Post Malone.
So AI did indeed create his name.
When you're right, you're right.
Not all superheroes wear capes.
That's it, man. That's it.
All right, sweet Stella Treats.
Here.
She's here?
She's here, yeah.
Okay. Did she? I already showered, though. This isn't, I thought the whole point of the party was so I didn't have to shower.
That's what you made up. Nobody said that. That was not on the invitation.
This is what we all need to remember. I was right about something. Post Malone is AI. That's all you need to remember out of everything we've talked about.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Joan Doniger, Bloomberg Radio. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 7:34. Happy little Friday to you. A box of just beauty and deliciousness was just placed in front of me. Bonnie from Sweet Stella Treats joined us right now. Bonnie, good morning to you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for bringing snacks.
Yeah,
really.
We like food around
those
here.
Those are
we
beautiful
love sweet treats.
Too.
This is like
it's too pretty to eat.
I feel like I'm in a fairy tale, and I can carry this around, and it's like from the Enchanted Forest. We've brought you a gift here. Oh yes, I'm.
She put the WSSE logo on there.
She did. That's the crate. Yeah. Yeah. Bill didn't even notice, Bill. Yeah. The logo is on here. Bonnie, how long have you been making cake pops?
Makes me sound really old, but for 15 years. Yes. I know.
Did you invent the cake pop?
I was going to say, I didn't know you'd been around that long.
No. Bakerilla, which is, I don't even know what state she's from, but she. Invented it and came out with a little book, and we didn't have social media. I didn't have, you know, all the things just to look up what a cake pop is. I got her book and was intrigued, and I was a former first grade kindergarten teacher, and once I started staying home with my daughter, I was like, okay, I got to do something. I actually started with cakes, but my actual first cake pop was when she was turning a year old, and she's 15 now. So.
Wow. Do you bake at home? Like, or have you made so many cake pops that, like, you've just decided, I'm not even going to bake anything for, like, the house anymore?
That's the thing. I think that's the sad part of the story. My son just texted me yesterday from school and was like, can you make some brownies? And I was like, yeah, I guess I can't. Because I'm in the kitchen all day. Yeah. So it's like, you know, if you want to bring a dessert, I'm just like, I want to bring a dessert to the cookout, but yeah. Sure.
Here's the thing about cake pops, and me particularly, my relationship with cake pops. Yeah. They're so good that I don't keep them around long because I consume them in practically a single bite. How many cake pops would you say you've made in your career?
Well, I kind of base that off of how many sticks I have to order.
Okay.
And I order usually about 1,000 sticks every couple of months. So.
Every couple months?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you then
wow,
are
that's a lot.
Can I go
I thought you were
going to
say 1,000 a year.
Yes,
I thought was what you were going to say.
There, just pull those little tabs out.
Oh, it's even convenient here for me to do. So. Yeah. Wait, no. Okay, so I pull this tab then
yep,
here.
Then it's in the cutest box too.
It really
I love
is.
That box.
And then I can lift this
and just lift the lid. Yeah.
Oh, that's magic.
Oh,
look
Ms.
at that, Bonnie. No, you did not.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Don't you love
so
the boxes?
Walk.
I love that.
For those who maybe have not had a cake pop before, this is basically you take a cake. You squeeze it, you put it on the stick, and you just eat it and run around with it. Is that
well,
the process
I make a cake
here, or
pop dough.
Sorry, is that not accurate?
That's not okay. I've not made a cake pop, but I'm guessing no.
Well, the cake would just fall off the stick if you just squeezed it and put it on there. So, I mean, you have to. I make it into like a dough, so it's like a Play-Doh. Bake the cake, I cool it, and then I mix it with some icing, and it forms kind of like a Play-Doh.
Are you gonna eat one or no?
No, I just want to look at it.
Mamie doesn't eat on the radio.
I don't eat on the radio.
All right, so
I'll eat in the break, though, for sure.
What's the number one flavor you find out there for people that they request?
People love banana pudding or banana cinnamon crumb cake. You guys just have basic vanilla.
That's what
I sell the most of is vanilla, but the fancy flavors are the...
Are y'all... See, I have a way I eat cake pops, and like
I know,
I don't
you,
want it
you
to
eat
be
it all
weird.
In
you
one
eat
bite.
One in one bite?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Impress.
See it.
Impressive. Good?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to need a minute.
Okay. Yeah. You good? You good? For everybody listening, he's just he ate it in one bite.
One bite.
That's
one bite.
Pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're in different locations with your pop, so it's not just by direct from you.
Yeah.
Can you talk to us about that?
Sure. I actually had some people that weren't from Denver, and they kind of just threw it out at me one day, like, why don't you get in the dance studio or a coffee shop? And so, I guess one of the pros of growing up in the area, you kind of just, you know, dance studio owner is friend from high school, that kind of thing. So I reached out to a couple people, and then it just kind of grew from there. So I'm in just different coffee shops from Lincolnton, Denver area, and my furthest is Charlotte, which is MacTavy Cafe in Odaw.
So you grew up in the Denver. You're from Denver?
I'm a Denver native.
Yes. Ooh. That is rare.
You don't find that too often.
Yes.
So Denver being on the west side of the lake.
I love Denver too. I think we've talked about it here a lot. Well, I love Denver.
Bonnie's not going to be happy. So my background, my previous life was as a real estate attorney and a broker. I'm telling everybody to move to Denver right now. I don't know.
You
are. Is that? She just gave me that.
She is not staying for the next.
Nice to meet you.
I keep telling everybody, it's one of the greatest next upcoming areas, I believe, of the lake. And I know I'm sorry, but the genie's out of the bottle, right? People are coming here. Yeah. People need more delicious treats from you, though. That's what they need.
Yeah.
I know it's bittersweet. It's
It's a lot of traffic in Denver. You know?
It is. It's a lot of traffic relatively everywhere around here.
Yeah. But didn't used to be.
No, I know.
Yes. And growing up there, too, you've seen so much change.
The intersection of 73 and 16, where I grew up, was just a stop sign. And there were just trees everywhere. So it was very, very black coming, you know, down 73, past East Lincoln High School. And then it was like, oh, we have to get in the dark part of the woods because it was just black.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So how, like, change in the community, talk to us about how you, kind of the business has changed for you. You start with what? Like, what was the moment that you, like, you make a cake pop and you're like, I think I can do this.
I think, like, where do you go from just making cake pops, right, got the book, to, like, turning it into a business? How did that happen?
Well, it actually didn't start with just, I actually was watching Ace of Cakes. I don't know if you used to watch that show with Duff Goldman, and I was up all night with the babies, and I was like, who's going to make their cakes look this cute when they have their birthday parties? And then I thought, okay, I guess I'll learn to make them. But I had the Bakerella book kind of in the back pocket the whole time. And when I posted it on Facebook, it kind of was like, oh, you're making cakes now. And then I was like, okay, I can maybe start a little business, and, you know, while I'm at home, stay-at-home mom. And I guess being a teacher, I was so used to being busy all the time. It was like, I love the planning part. I love the implementing part. And I think that's what got me excited about starting a business or whatever. So, but then I started the cakes, cupcakes, that lasted for a few years. Then I had my son, and my husband was like, you kind of got to stop on the wheat. Like, this is a lot.
Yeah.
But then I started noticing people just kept reaching out asking, can you just make cake pots for my son's class? Or can you just do this? Can you just do this? So then it just kind of grew from there. It was like, okay, well, we'll make this work. And then actually in 2020, the greatest year ever, right?
Sure. Right.
That's when I kind of decided, okay, I need to either make this work, or just, my kids are in, you know, middle and high school now. So either make it work or go back to a teaching job or something like that. And so I kind of just pushed forward and, you know, got everything up and running on Instagram, website, all that kind of stuff, and just decided to go full force with it.
Is that the other side of, like, your day? Is, like, you have to make these videos and, like, pictures and design around it, and it
becomes... You're doing this 100% by yourself, right?
Yes. Yes. It's a job. Like, and I think a lot of people, you know, they think, they're like, oh, I hate social media. And I'm like, well, it's kind of my job now. It's not, well, and, you know, Instagram has changed too over the past couple of years with all the reels and the reach.
Oh, I don't know anything about it. She's the one who knows.
Well, it used to be, when I first started, we didn't have anything, but then it was Facebook. And so it was just constantly, you know, starting the Facebook page, posting pictures, and that was it.
Right.
And then Instagram came along. So it was like, okay, I guess I'll get an Instagram. I guess I'll open an Instagram account for my Sweet Stella Treats. I'll link them and all that kind of stuff. And then it was like, just post a picture of your order. And then a year or so, whenever Reels came out, I don't even know when they came out, it was like, okay, now we have to compete with TikTok to make these little videos. And then it was like, you start to see all the this, even the reach when you look at your insights, like one Reel, it went viral. It was like 3.2 million. And you're like, that's so dumb. Like, I, you know, I'm just sitting there thinking.
The algorithm,
like,
yes, it's
the
confusing.
The algorithm is so weird. Yeah. And then you post a picture and it gets like three likes, you know. Yeah. But it's a job, that whole part, like making the Reels, editing the Reels. And
do your kids like to help with that part of it?
No.
No, no.
My daughter actually has an Instagram through my stuff with her little Shining Star Co. She has a little business too, but and she's, I guess,
entrepreneurial family over there. That's awesome.
She sees me making the Reels. She does it with her. She paints custom Bibles, and but she'll see, and she likes to do it for her stuff. And I think she's learning that, you know, that kind of part of it. But it's a job. Like,
what do you like more, making cake pops or doing videos of your cake pops?
I don't like doing videos.
You don't?
You don't enjoy doing videos? I don't love it.
No. No, I mean, I don't love it.
I think that's what it is about an entrepreneur, though. Like, you have to do all of those things, right? For a small business, you just have to be your marketing manager, your social media manager, your, you know, and then you're running the business, too. You're doing the part of the job that you started wanting to do, but then you're having to add all these other things. Sorry.
Yeah, you kind of have to go with the flow. And what's the Reel that's like, meet my manager, and then it's like, meet the baker, and then it's you again. Yeah. Meet the accountant. Hi. It's me.
Bonnie from Sweet Stella Treats, Denver native, mad at me for inviting the entire world to Denver, North Carolina. Can you hang out a little bit more? I might have, are you going to think weird of me if I have another cake pop during our conversation?
No.
What's the most amount of cake pops you've seen somebody consume in one day?
Oh, I'm not really sure. I kind of just don't stick around. I'm like,
take them and run.
Enjoy.
All right, Sweet Stella Treats. You're going to want to check her out on Instagram. These are, and they taste great. We'll find out again where you can find them around the lake at a retail location. And can people make orders with you online direct?
They can, yes. They just check the availability. I'll check availability.
And there's something about like Zoom birthday parties or something like that that Mamie was talking about.
Yes. We'll talk about that after the break.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie, now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:47. Happy little Friday to you. If you need something to do this weekend, you should eat a cake pop.
Yes.
It's pretty much what you could spend your entire weekend doing.
The whole weekend.
I try to bake something every once in a while. I do like baking. Miss Bonnie, Sweet Stella Treats joins us to talk about these delicious cake pops. Can you air fry a cake pop? Can you cook a cake pop air fry style?
I've never tried it. Yeah.
Cook a cake in an air fryer?
Yeah,
or
I
you
don't
mean
know.
Put that in the air fryer? Or are you talking about
what if
like
you
the
air
cake?
Fried a cake pop? Would that make it, you know, kind of like a deep fried Snickers bar or something like that? Is that what would happen next to the cake pop, you think? What do you think?
I don't think air fry is the same as deep fry. I think it would just melt.
You think it would just go away?
I was
going
to say, the like, chocolate melt. Right?
Go back to the
would
dough.
It eat?
Look, we're trying to create the next thing, okay? We're trying to create the next thing.
I think she's doing just fine with these.
We don't need another.
We don't need another business for Bonnie to do.
All right, Bonnie, you're in retail locations. Remind us again, around the lake, where can people find you? Which retail spots can they find you at?
In Denver area, Expressions Dance Studio, Red Barn Marketplace, Cabela's Coffee. Lincolnton is Table Co. Grounded Coffee. Is that Stanley area Fit and Lit, Main Street Social. I happen to dance studio there as well, and then Nodon Concord at MacTabby Cafe.
Wow,
so quite a little spread there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, then Mamie was telling me that I can have a birthday party at the convenience of my house without having a shower, and you will teach us how to make cake pops. That's basically.
I did not say that.
That was the summary.
No, but I love your pop party that you do. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the pop party is a little different than the actual, like, the cake pop camps, but the pop party is an online membership that I started. Actually, I think it was a year ago in May, a year ago. And it is basically just teaching people who want to learn a hobby or who want to do this as their business. I do 2 live tutorials a month. It's on the platform called Circle. And so I have everything in one spot, my tutorials, recipes, different social media graphics that people can grab and use, tags that they can use to, you know, put on their cake pops if they're doing it for teacher appreciation or Mother's Day and things like that. Chat space for all the members and things like that. So that's kind of what I've been putting my brain power toward the past several months is building that community up and just, you know, getting to know everybody and seeing what they want to see. I know you can search the web for every single thing, but it's nice to have everything in one spot. So
yes, and the membership is only $7 a month. Yes, yeah. That is so affordable. And so, like, you could have the hobby, but you get the instruction right. You're not just trying to figure it out like you did with just a book and trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can join. You can hang out, like virtually hang out with people too, and then learn how to do this as a hobby. Yeah. Make them for, like you said, for teachers, for birthday parties and things like that. What is the, I guess, what is one of the classes that's the most popular or type of cake pop?
Well, I think a lot of the questions that come through is like how the chocolate that you use or melting the chocolate or your cake pop falling off of the stick. So I think the main thing that a lot of people want to just figure out is how to make just a basic cake pop, and then they kind of go from there. But I have my videos of how I make my cake pop dough and just the foundation of a cake pop. I mean, I know it sounds kind of silly, but there's so many questions on like, well, why are my sticks turning yellow? And why is my cake pop falling off the stick? Why am I getting so many cracks? Things like that. Like just a lot of that has to do with, you know, how you make your cake pop dough and the chocolate that you use. And I always tell people to steer clear from Wilton from Walmart. It's like the worst.
Yeah.
So, but that's where a lot of moms go to get chocolate. You know, they get all their supplies at Walmart, and which is fine. But the brand,
it's just not going to be as good as what you put out.
Yeah.
And then you also do cake pop camp. So what's the difference between the pop party and a camp?
The pop party is the online membership. So it's just learning through online, your hobby or building your business. And then the cake pop camps are something that you do in person. I usually do those at, Create NS Art Studio in Mount Holly. We team up together. They have tons of summer camps. And so I do one there each month, and they go from 1 hour to 3 hour camps. The ones I do there are 3 hours, and the teacher part comes out in me there because I love to plan. They're all kind of themed. So if we do an ice cream cone camp, then the cake pops they make are going to be ice cream cone cake pops. And then we'll read a book about cake pops, and then we'll do a craft about, you know, ice cream cones and all that kind of stuff. So
you said the pop party you started about a year ago now. Is that what you started about a year ago? So what was the inspiration for that? Was it the concept of, hey, there's all these people asking me questions, or is it, man, people really just, I love the concept of family and, you know, making this kind of fun stuff with the kids, or, hey, there's these bakers out here and this is kind of like entrepreneurs with entrepreneurs networking. What was it? What was the inspiration?
Well, when I started 15, 14 years ago, it was, I had so many questions, and this sounds really weird, but this lady when I was doing cakes, there was some girl that I met through Facebook that made gorgeous cakes. And she sent me like emails of just, I remember printing out pages of like how you make your fondant. And I remember she said something about a filling in a cake. And I was like, is that before I bake or after I bake? I mean, I was like learning all the stuff on my own. And I told her, I was like, if I ever have any chance to help anybody else like that you have helped me, I would, cannot wait one day. Like, I don't know if I'll ever get there, but if I do, I want to offer something. And so that's kind of how it just came out. I was like, okay, there's a lot of people that are saying, I love your work. How do you do this? How do you do this? And I thought, let's start a community of people who, you know, want to pay $7 a month to get all these tutorials. You can look on Instagram and online and can buy one tutorial for like $15, or even some tutorials are up to like, you know, $20, $30. And so just thought this would be like a easy way to get a lot of people together that have like-minded people that are learn cake pops. And I just wanted to give back that lady somewhere. She was like in another country, I think. It was like, I was like, print, print, print. She just helped me so much. So I'm just.
It's probably AI.
It was not AI. We didn't even know what AI was. It was
an actual human helping a human. And that's what she's doing as well. She's not AI either. If you join the pop party, you're not getting taught by AI.
You're not getting AI.
It's actually Bonnie on there telling you how to do this.
Yes, it's really me.
The pop box subscription.
I got so much. I know. It's so
No, no, no. It's exciting. Going on. No, because the problem for me is, right, I've eaten one. Bill ate one. I'm going to eat another. They're going to run out.
Yeah.
And
so then you have to make your own.
I have to make my own, or I have to somehow find a way to stay constantly in contact with this deliciousness. Is that what the Pop Box subscription is?
It's not the actual treats made. So it is a box that comes with everything that you need to make the cake pops.
This is a DIY activity,
right? It's a DIY, yes. Okay. Yes. So I had a lot of people, like friends that have moved to different states, they would always text me. They're like, I wish we could be there for your camps. We're in a different state. And then I got the idea of, well, if I could just record a video of me doing it and then you guys do it in your home, it would be the Pop Box. So right now when you sign up for the Pop Box subscription, you actually, you can get one box, but you can do the subscription as well. And then you get to choose the holidays that you want to choose. So they're all specific to the holidays. So like July 4th box is coming up. Then they can get something in your video. Your QR code will take you to a video with me making the cake pop with you. And then it'll all be July 4th themed.
You've been through enough full year cycles now, right, with all the different holidays, and you know like what people lean to. Mother's Day versus Father's Day, which gender likes cake pops more?
Definitely Mother's Day, yeah. Okay.
It's coming up, you know.
I do.
You know it's coming up, right?
I'm actually, for the first time in 10 years of marriage, I'm ahead of the game.
No, you're not.
Okay.
I am so proud of you. You do need to hit those ones for yourself.
That one right there. So it feels pretty good. What holiday do you enjoy decorating cake pops for the most? Like Christmas elves or more of Easter bunnies? I don't know. Which one do you prefer?
The cuteness part of it would have to be either Easter or Christmas. Yeah, for sure.
Those two together.
Yeah.
And the thing I love on your Instagram, too, it's not just like, you know, here we have the round ones. We have more of like a flat disc with the logo on it. But you do all kinds of things. Like your Valentine's Day ones that were like heart-shaped were so cute. But what's kind of the coolest design that you've done? One of your favorites.
I did an Asahi bowl one time. That one took a while.
Oh, wow.
To the Asahi bowl. Sorry. I don't get out much. I only see what's on the internet.
But you did it out of cake, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to Google it.
So
I don't know that would be
usually
like.
Usually has like fruit and.
Yeah, I don't know that would be like the coolest thing that I've made. I don't know.
There's a lot of just sushi results right now.
So you did the one here, Justin. I'm going to show you this one that she did a s'more.
Ooh.
So oh, the s'mores are fun.
It's like a flat one, but then she put it in between the graham crackers and she decorated it with a little face, but it's all cake in there. So it looks like a marshmallow on graham crackers.
Oh,
but
I see what this thing looks like.
Yeah, it's adorable. So I just love. It's just cute. And I do not have the craft skills, I'll say all the time that I'm craft challenged. So like watching somebody who can even think of this stuff and create it, I don't even know how that works.
No, well, I think a lot of it, because we see it all the time as far as like what my algorithm is and all that. There's so many things. And then my aunt always says, did you come up with that? And most of the time I'm like, no, I didn't really come up with it. But whenever I see things out, like an ornament, which was kind of like that.
That was the inspiration for that one, yeah.
I was just like taking a picture and I thought, I can make a cake pop out of that. A lot of times that's where I get things from. But there are so many different cake pop designs and things like that that are way, more creative than I could have ever thought. And then I think I can do that. And then I'll try it, and just... See how it goes.
The Christmas one you had that was the Little Debbie Christmas tree
love
cake on a cake pop. So cute.
It's a cool concept. I mean, because if cake pops kind of took off for a while, right? And it's still a great way to get the family connected too and bring a family together in a kitchen and have fun and eat. You mentioned the ingredients part real quick, and we don't have much long. And of course, I'm going to ask you a big question here at the end. How important is the ingredients aspect to you and what you put into your cake pops?
Well, there's so many different. There's a lot of different like basic ones, like this is just a basic vanilla, and then there's some other things or other cakes that have more of like add-ins that you do.
The filling? Did you ever get the filling?
You did learn to do that after the cake,
yes,
right?
After the cake. The banana cinnamon crumb cake that I love, like it has a topping on it that's made of brown sugar and it just crusts up. So then when it's in the dough, it gives like a crunch aspect to the already you know, lots of things in the actual cake. So it gives it a little bit of a different texture and little crunch. But yeah, I mean, I don't know if, I guess that would depend on if you're asking an adult or a child what they like as the
ingredients.
As long
as it tastes good, right?
Yeah.
Sweet Stella Treats. Find her at the most local retail spots. When you see the cake pop, you say, are those Sweet Stellas?
Yes.
They better be.
Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good morning. I'm sorry, I slipped right there. 806.
I feel so disappointed in us today.
Happy Little Friday to you. Last night, if you missed it, the 2024 Small Business Event took place 6 to 9 p.m. That you'll get a replay of that if you want to hear from Representative Bradford or maybe Joel Olson or John Resnick or Bill Russell, Joe Vagnone, Tracy Alston, all these people that came through. Elizabeth came through. What's Elizabeth's last name again? I'm so sorry.
Colon.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Mental health conversation is crucial. We need that.
Yes.
We definitely need that. I need that most of the time because you know what I spend my weekends doing? As you know, there's a few things that I'm really into. Sports, usually tops my bucket list. New hit music.
Yes.
Particularly of the country genre.
Country music, yeah. New artists, new country artists.
The newest thing that I'm really into is fashion.
Fashion, yeah. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say fashion.
And there's these jeans that exist out there now that I mean, people will be willing to mortgage their houses for these jeans.
You think so?
I think so. $800 for this new pair of jeans. What's the most you ever paid for jeans?
Okay, well, I'm a girl. I'm going to qualify it with this.
And that's what I'm saying. It's okay.
Sizing is weird for girls.
Not talking about sizing of girls.
I know, but I'm very particular about my jeans. So I do pay over $100 for one pair of jeans.
Jeans are a big deal. It's a big conversation. Her jeans is like of the clothes. Like if she's going to spend, you know, dollars on them, jeans and then leggings are like her two things that she wants.
Yes.
Like
those are the ones that I'm going to spend more money on. Yeah, those are the things. Shirts. The dress I had on yesterday, $7.
There you go.
So much I paid for it.
Got to make it work.
Love it. Love the dress.
So I found these jeans because they really stand out as far as high forward thinking fashion. $800 for this pair of jeans, and the design is unique because it's made to be as if one has already lost control of their emotions, and those have leaked out into their pants. And so these are pee stain jeans.
Yes.
Is this the newest trend that I've been just behind on, or am I forward?
I thought you had them already. I thought that's what you were going to say. You already bought them. You started the trend.
You accidentally made a pair.
Right. And then Amazon picked up on it. I'm just waiting on that one click checkout. You know, that's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, we took a picture after a especially exciting.
Not AI. It's not AI.
I can't today. I'm sorry. I ate a cake pop, so now I got lots of sugar.
You got the sugars going on.
Take care of this one by yourself. I know. I got nothing.
Bill, what you think on these jeans? You're a big fashionista. What you think?
I don't know if these jeans are for me. It looks like he was hanging out at in New York around that hot dog statue. Yeah, this is a weird step for fashion. I don't know if we're moving in the correct direction.
Not the way that I would go if I was in charge of fashion.
I mean, what's left? You know what I mean?
Right. I want to know what brand makes
these. That's what bothers me.
Where else do we have to left? Go?
There's always the backside.
Is this a way to keep people away from you? Is that what this is now?
Right,
is this like
going to a party you don't want to talk to anyone at?
Looking for your own space?
don't talk to me. This is the pants for introverts. Don't talk to me. Yeah.
Could you handle the runway like touting something like this? Like
are they wet?
Or that's the question. They're not.
I did. Okay. I saw a video of.
I doubt it. For $800, they better not be wet.
No, they better be wet at all times. If I'm paying $800 to
that's
look
a secret.
Like,
yeah, I need to keep my nethers wet all the time. That's what. That's really, it's more of a science thing more than anything. That's why
I did see a video, you know, Coachella just happened. And so people dress, you know, over the top for that.
And these.
So a girl had on a shirt that looked like it was wet. Mm-hmm. It looked like it was a wet t-shirt with.
Go on.
Sorry. With a black bra underneath, right? But it was a completely dry shirt. It was just a look. It was.
So it's all the rage right now. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, it's all the rage. All the rage.
All right. So I'm not far off on this one.
Flick your hair back.
Started in Coachella.
Yeah.
Is it Coachella or Coachello?
Coachella.
Coachella.
Yeah. Coachella or Coachella? I don't know. We could debate this all day. I don't know. Eat another cake.
It depends on your dialect.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But yeah, I got the sugars today for sure. Man.
Feeling it, Starting to sweat a little bit.
She's looking around for cake pops.
I know. Once you have one now, yes, I'm going to start eating it just one bite at a time, too.
Do you recognize in the day when you get hangry, like, and you know you need lunch?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can definitely recognize it in my kids, right? But do you find yourself slipping some
I'm
days?
I'm very self-aware on the hangriness, yes. Yes. There was one time Rob and I were driving. I don't know where we were going, vacation or the beach or something. And we'd been in the car for a long time. And I was like, I need to eat. And he was like, we'll be there in 30 minutes. And I just grabbed his arm and I was like, I need to eat now. There's no 30 minutes I can wait. I need to eat. I'm going to be hangry.
When you guys travel in the car together, who always wants to stop for the bathroom breaks? Or do you guys have a pretty regimen?
I think we're pretty regimen. I don't have to stop super often.
So I don't know why I feel bad about this right now in this moment. A few years ago, we were driving back from Boone. And we're coming through down 321. We're heading toward, you know, Lincoln County.
Shout out 321.
Yeah. We get off and it's, 46. What the highway that connects basically Lincolnton down to 73. I always forget what the number is on it. I mean, I know what the exit is, but I always forget the number of the highway. But then when we get to, you know, closer to 73 and Demi's like, I really got to go to the bathroom. Can we stop? And I'm like, yeah, we'll be home soon. We'll be home real soon. We're still on like a 321.
Yeah. Like, oh, no. That's a long way from 321.
But I'm in my mind. I'm like, okay, it's like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You make it like 20 minutes. So 20 minutes later, we didn't make it home. We're not home yet. We make it to about 73 and 16 intersection. Mm-hmm. She says, it's been 20 minutes. I said, yeah, we can't stop. Am I wrong?
You let her start
like,
stop in Denver? That's still... 20 minutes from Denver.
I'm very clear with my car rules, though. I say to everyone before we leave, go to the bathroom now.
Why can't you stop?
Yeah, I don't live like that. No, I don't prescribe to that. I actually lay out my car rules. Life's too short. If you have to go to the bathroom, just let me know.
Yeah.
We'll go to the bathroom. Yeah. If we're hungry.
We'll eat something.
If we see a sunset.
If you get tired, pull over.
Right. We'll look at it.
That's the car rules
right
there.
We're taking my time. Oh,
Not this guy.
Now, my dad did.
A to B.
Yes. So, my dad, the drive there is part of the vacation. So, number one,
love that.
You don't take any interstates because that ruins the experience.
Oh, gosh.
How are you going to stop off at the Chet and Chew if you're taking 77 to get there?
You thought it was 44 minutes on your map app.
This is not a lie. I grew up thinking it took 5 hours to get to Myrtle Beach. So when I was in college,
they'd be
like,
roads.
Like, do y'all go to the beach for the weekend? I was like, for the weekend? It takes 5 hours to get there. They're like, no, it doesn't. Shelby, no, it doesn't.
You end up 2 extra days in the car for that.
Yeah, but yeah, for my dad, so you stop every hour, at least. When you stop to get something to eat, it's at a Shoney's.
Mm.
Definitely a Shoney's. Sit down.
That's a power move.
Eat. You enjoy it.
A Shoney's.
It has to be a Shoney's. Dad, call my dad. He can tell you where every single one is between here and
Florida. See, it sounds like y'all need more of like a camper or like an RV to live that kind of life.
Suburban. We're good.
That's it. Not me.
6 people.
Everyone keep your heads down until we get there. Heads in beds.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN, on WSIC. Now, back to more of Good Morning, LKN, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:18. Happy little Friday to you. earlier there was a disabled vehicle. No actions yet, but you know what the problem is? We don't know what's going on right now, but we know somebody who does. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You do it with Jeff in the HOV lane. Jeff, good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning. There is an accident to report in the express lane about a half mile before you get onto Brookshire Freeway where the toll ends. There's a two-car accident there with a fire truck, and so there's a slowdown there. But also 77 southbound going into Charlotte from about Sunset Road down. Things are moving very slow through that area. Also 77 southbound from mile marker 26. Things are moving slow through the Huntersville area southbound, but also 77 northbound from about 485. It is moving slow northbound, stop and go traffic there. There's no, the secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues, but if you're going north or southbound on 77, just realize it's going to be a little slower ride today.
Got to have them patient pants on. Yep. That's what you got to do.
Or it's a beautiful day, going to be almost 90 degrees. Stay home, get out on the lake. I'll write you a note.
Jeff, are you a windows down kind of guy in the car, or do you prefer the AC?
I like the windows down.
Yeah, let the breeze ride through.
Yeah. Good.
You able to pop all those windows down in the van in the bus on the way down? What do you think? Just let them all fly. Yeah. Let the papers fly.
On the one I have, you can't do that. Mm. So it's a newer one with the flat windows. So, but right now I've got to close just so I don't have the noise while I'm talking to you. But I prefer the window down. And it's a beautiful day. It's too nice to be working, isn't it?
You tell me about it, Jeff. In this room with no windows I'm in right now, it's absolutely perfect outside. Jeff, we appreciate you. RideiCats.com, sir. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Just many y'all have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye, Jeff. RideiCats.com, Thursday today, so iCats is going to Winston-Salem. Tomorrow they're going to Hickory, only $1 to get picked up from your front door, $1 to be brought back right to it. A little micro-transit action happening, taking place. Does Mooresville have a dog mayor?
Mooresville has had a dog mayor, and I think it's back now. The Mooresville Youth Council is taking nominations for the official Mooresville dog mayor.
Okay, there's got to be some rules behind this.
So election nominations are now through May 15th. So between now and May 15th, yes. And they have some pretty strict rules, too. So Layla cannot be the dog mayor of Mooresville because...
Why not?
Number one, you have to live in the zip code of 28115 or 28117. So you have to live in Mooresville. The dog also has to live in Mooresville to be the Mooresville dog mayor. You have to agree to the attendance of the crowning of the dog mayor in June. You have to have an Instagram page for the dog mayor. Keep up with that. Yes, yes. You need to participate in town events. There's a few other rules around it, but Mooresville Youth Council is the Instagram page. And so you can go there, read all the rules. You get by the votes. Like once they have all of the nominations, they'll put them together. You'll vote on the Mooresville Youth Council Instagram page. And I guess the one with the most votes is going to win.
So it's like a true campaign.
Yeah, you're campaigning for your dog to win. But the only place the votes are going to count are on the Mooresville Youth Council page. So it's not on your personal Instagram, on your dog's Instagram. But if you have a dog and you and your dog both live in Mooresville, you can apply to be the dog mayor.
We think about the things for people. And when we elect them, the qualities, the traits you want to see, good leadership. Ability to get things done, self-awareness, many great characteristics. For a dog, what are the people going to be looking for, Mames?
If you're cute, friendly, you can like sit, stay.
Good fur?
Lay down. Good fur.
Strong genes.
Like to be pet, like to be around people.
Ability to sit.
Yeah, definitely sit, lay down, you know, you can do
some
just
tricks.
The basics.
Probably
though.
Some tricks.
I don't think you have to be over the top. You don't have to be a performer, right? Mm. You're representing the town.
It's fair.
You're not trying to perform.
What about walking without a leash? Does that become important in the dog world?
I think you need activities? I think you need to have dogs leashed when you're in the town of Mooresville too. So I think walking on a leash might be helpful too.
Some dogs can't walk on a leash. You ever seen someone just getting yanked?
Oh yeah. Yeah. So I think a well-behaved dog is probably going to be the best.
Okay.
But this is also through an Instagram page vote. And so, you know what? If the dog's sitting still in the picture, how are you going to know how it does on a leash? I think you might need to describe those things in your nomination, how good your dog is.
Or is this going to be one of those where, like, virally something takes off and you get the crazy, ridiculous-looking dog, and like, look at the mayor.
Well,
look
that's
at the dog
possible,
mayor.
Too. But they also said if you add, like, voting bots, then they're going to find out and you won't win.
Oh, no.
So,
it's got to be hand-clicked.
It's got to be. It can't be AI. It can't be an AI dog
can't
that wins
it.
Either. Yeah, they figured all that stuff out. They're not going to let you win if you do that stuff. But yeah, what would you want to see in a dog mayor? Layla was running for dog mayor of Exit 28.
If I was advising Layla.
Well, Cordelia's is just Exit 28. Yeah, I was going to say, not even all.
I know it's busy around here, but it's
running for
it's
dog
one
mayor.
Road.
She's running for dog mayor of the East Side.
what would I be? See, this is the problem for me is I've got a cat right now.
Do you like dogs?
I don't mind dogs at all. I like dogs.
Would you try to upset the system and enter your cat?
Mm.
Try to just
claim discrimination.
Flip tables, yeah.
Mm. That'd be a good time to do it now. More better than ever.
I don't think the town of Mooresville is going to accept cats. It's got to be a dog.
Are animals a protected class?
From what? Running in elections?
Hey, if it's a government ran thing, that's where you get the protections from.
No, I still need to know what elements do you need in a dog mayor.
What do I want to see?
Yeah.
A good strong bark. I'm not saying like a continuous yap, like as far as like causing a nuisance.
Right.
But when the bark occurs, I need to feel the presence. I need a roar. Like I need a.
That's
I
Layla's
need a,
bark. Yeah.
I need a deep. On
her
that.
Bark is much bigger than she is.
Bigger than her bite.
Much bigger. She doesn't bite at all. She just licks. Yes. Much bigger. Because she thinks she's a big dog. She's a little dog, but she thinks she's a big dog.
So you hear two different dogs, let's say for mayor, and you tell me which one you think says
mayor.
Mayor more.
Okay, right.
Okay, so
ready.
Roar!
Yeah.
Okay, that's one.
All right.
That's one dog. Now we need to go with the other dog. This is the other dog you hear.
Yeah. It's just one yap?
Just one yap.
Oh, I've never heard a yappy dog.
You never
just
heard
yap
the one?
Once.
Okay, all right.
It's gotta be a multiples.
Yeah.
No, that's more like it.
Which one sounds more mayoral?
First one.
The one that went.
Yeah, that's the mayor.
See?
The one that's going to get things done.
Okay, that's one quality.
Okay, so that's one quality, a strong bark, number two.
I do think the coat matters. You know what I mean? It's got to be well. Now, but that's on the owner, you know? And that's also on the crustaceous of the breed, depending on the type of dog. And some things, you know, that's kind of like you can't choose what you're born into.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But I will hold that against the animal.
Looks are really big for you.
Know, you might have an incredible story, dog. You came from the gutter. You were on the streets, and now you're doing big things in life. You're running for mayor.
You're not looking for somebody, though, who started
from
the
If you don't
bottom.
Have a good-looking coat,
you're
I ain't voting
for somebody
you.
Somebody who just came out looking good.
That's it.
You want somebody who's going to work well with others.
True.
Right? Definitely. Get things done.
Okay. Willing to share the ball.
Right. And I mean, if there's one thing, you know, even last night's event taught me, life in general, you can't do it alone.
No.
Right. So he's going
to
need
a
good
to collaborate
team.
With other dogs.
Right. Exactly.
Cats.
Willing to work. Now, I do know
Pet.
That.
Crossbreeding.
I do wonder if one of the agenda items for whoever our dog mayor is in Mooresville, if they will push to get dogs to be able to walk on the Liberty Park lawn.
That's
the one place they're
point
not
for you
allowed.
They can't go?
No, not. Mm. It's just the one place I know they're not allowed to go in Mooresville.
In Mooresville, they can't go.
Who's ready
so
to strike
see.
Change?
Yeah, we'll see.
Do more.
Sometimes that takes a yappy dog.
That's true. The squeaky wheel gets the oil.
That's right.
Say.
That's right. Now the yappy dog, get that one done. Be like, whatever you want, just stop. Stop barking. Stop.
So what's important to the dog community then right now? What are the what's the
I
dog
I don't think
community
the dogs are voting.
For?
I think people are voting for the dog. Dogs,
okay, then
dogs
what are people looking for in their dogs right
that's,
now?
That's what I'm wanting to know. What are they looking for?
Okay,
in the dog
so good
mayor?
Coat, strong bark, those are two. But you got to have a third. You got to be running on three.
I think willing to play well with others.
The collaboration, you think?
Yeah,
is
that's,
it? Okay.
That's collaborations, yeah, with other
dogs.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
And other dog mayors, whenever Cornelius finally gets theirs, whenever Layla finally gets elected.
They'll have to get together for lunches or something.
Yeah, yeah. Play dates.
Treats.
Yeah. There's a nice dog park, Ramsey Creek. You can go over there and hang out.
Is the Mooresville dog going to be willing to come down to the...
We'll have to ask him.
You know.
Yeah. But man, they could go out in Ramsey Creek and play. Layla loves going out there.
Maybe more doggy water fountains.
Oh,
that'd be a good
foot pedal styles?
Foot pedal style.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah. So more people vote for the dog mayor than for
more
like actual
more tennis
election?
Balls just randomly? Just tennis balls throughout?
All of these things are great.
I think these are all good questions.
Right.
That we'll find out after May 15th. We'll see who's running for dog
that's
mayor.
That's not that much. That's not a lot of time to be on the campaign trail.
I need to know, especially can I vote? Years. Can I vote for dog mayor even though I don't live in Mooresville?
That's a fair question.
I need to know that too. So we'll find out. We'll keep up.
It seems like election
breaking
interference.
News. We're gonna keep up
she's interfering with the mayoral election in Mooresville. That's what it seems like, anyway.
Yeah.
That's at least what the headline.
I'm gonna get disqualified.
That's what the headline will read.
That's the headline.
That's what that'll
voter
read.
Voter fraud.
Greystone Lodge coming up next. We got Ben McKeithen joining us from Holmes Convocation Center, I believe. He's going to be hanging out. He's actually going to have on with him the new Appalachian State women's basketball coach. And so we'll be hanging out. And so let's meet her. Let's find out what's going on there with App State women's basketball. And Ben McKeithen, Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. They're part of our Merlefest giveaway this month. And you can always get 15% when you stay with Greystone utilizing the link on the WSIC News Instagram page, Greystone Lodge Instagram page. Check them out. If you're traveling to the high country, there ain't many places like it that you can stay. And it's pretty darn good. Come back.
Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:34. Happy little Thursday. Or wait, no, it actually is Thursday.
It's Thursday. It's little Friday.
Little Friday is what it is. We've got to prepare for the weekend. Maybe what you're looking to do is take a trip up to the high country, Boone, North Carolina, Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. Beautiful boutique hotel. Ben McKeithen, general manager, joins us. Always doing something fun and exciting in the high country. Today, no different. He joins us from Holmes Convocation Center, I believe, right now, where I used to work when I was there at App State, and introducing the new basketball coach for the women's basketball team in Appalachian State. Alora Sharp is joining us as well, I believe. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
Hello.
We are so excited to be in the depths of the Holmes Center today. This is where all the magic happens. We're really excited to be able to come back here. We've got Katie Jo Farling. She's our director of sales for our company. And then we have the brand new basketball coach, Alora Sharp, joining us. We've just been chatting about just some fun things about, you know, finding places to live. She's, you know, getting her team here and all that. So it's really exciting. I always start off by, I think it's one of the critical key things to know is how a coach takes their coffee, because I think that tells you a lot about their mentality. So, Coach, how do you take your coffee?
Yes, I take my coffee in the largest cup they sell and just straight black coffee. I couldn't be more simple. And
I think it's pretty intense.
It is intense. And
ever be sweeter,
I do. I do. If I really and feeling sassy, I guess I'll have a little white chocolate mocha or iced coffee.
You might need to talk to Coach Kearns. He's got some insider on the white chocolate and the raspberry.
Yeah, so that's kind of frou-frou.
So we're excited. Sure, you guys have lots of questions, but I was just really excited to be able to bring and introduce Coach today.
No, we appreciate it. Ben McKeithen, general manager, Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. Always making the local connection, this being no different. Coach Sharp, glad to have you on the team and leading the women's basketball team. Coming off a great season this past year. You're in Boone. Are you used to cold weather, and are you prepared for that in the winter, even though we're just hitting summer right now? Just want to make sure mentally we're still going to be good with you come fall and winter.
Yeah, I've gotten really soft with cold weather in the last several years because I've been living down south now since, like, I don't know, 2013. But yeah, I lived in the mountains in Colorado, so that was pretty good. I played college basketball in Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
So I can do it. I just need to buy a winter coat.
What's
a four-wheel drive?
That's good.
I've heard.
You're checking off the boxes.
Yeah.
So now you're coming up on summertime here, Coach. What's your mindset leading into next year? Kind of what are you doing? Is it just hanging out, walking the campus, getting to know where all the pieces of gum are stuck to the floor, or what's going on up there?
Well, we're working really hard to set our roster. So we have 5 returners on the team, and so we're at 10 right now. We've released 5 signees that we've had, and we've got a bunch more to do. Hiring a staff, finding a place to live, figuring out when we want to have our different camps and things, and getting going on our 25, 26 recruiting class. So every day I wake up, my to-do list doesn't get any shorter, but I'm so excited to build this program. The rich tradition of App State athletics, and fresh off the Apps last night, and so many championships have been won in all the different sports, winning a bowl game, men's basketball, winning the Sun Belt. There's great momentum here at App State, and we're looking forward to finalizing our roster and tipping off next November.
You see, you come into a place you expect to get asked, he's like, hey, what's the playbook look like? Who you got your eyes on? But no, at Appalachian State, we ask the deep, hard, personal questions like, what kind of coffee do you like? The other thing culturally, what are you digging in the food scene in Boone, and what are you really leaning into heavy there, Coach?
Well, that's been one of my favorite things so far. I mean, coming from Clinton, South Carolina, which had only a handful of restaurants, and I am a vegetarian, so there's options galore, which I love, but I'm not sure anyone can compete with the cheese curds at the local. Those are amazing.
Yeah, they really are.
And then in your personal time, Coach, family, time spent, just hiking, what do you like to do for fun when you're not coaching basketball?
Yeah, well, I do like to do things outdoors. I haven't snow skied in several years, so I'm excited to do that. I just can't get injured in the middle of basketball season. But, you know, I haven't had a chance to get out a whole lot yet, but I'm excited this summer when it gets warmer to go do some hiking and fun things outdoors. And I want to take our team ziplining. That's something I've never done. So I'm creating this Boone bucket list, and one by one, we got to get all the check marks on it.
Well, I'll just jump in there and say we can help you with that, because at the Greystone, we know a lot about the area, and we try to offer that concierge level of service. So we're constantly giving out suggestions on hikes, great places to go to eat. So maybe we could help you with that bucket list. I could probably add a few things to it.
That's good.
Some fun things to your team to do, for sure.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Coach, have you done Grandfather Mountain yet? Have you done the Mile High Bridge?
I have not done anything like that yet. So
you afraid of heights?
We actually have a recruiting shutdown, so I'm hoping to maybe get out and do some things, because the spare time now is like moving, getting your stuff here, and all of that. So I'm excited to hike Grandfather Mountain. I've looked at all the photos already.
You afraid of heights, Coach?
I'm not.
Okay.
Bring it up.
There's bound to be
that
some
bridge,
players.
That bridge, yeah. Though, even if you're not afraid of heights, that bridge will take your stomach a little bit.
I can see her with a big old huge coffee.
Hyped up on coffee.
Yeah.
Yes.
Coach, look, give us the inside leaning into next season. What should we expect as far as your style? How do you like to play ball, and how do you like to see, and what do you expect from your team?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to compete and play with a resilient spirit. I've got a ton of energy. Our staff will have a ton of energy. We want to start on the defensive end. I do play a little bit different. We play a matchup zone. We'll also sprinkle in some man-to-man defense, and that's been something fun that we've had great success at. But we want to lean into what I think is more controllable, which is the defensive side of the ball. So we want to be great defensively, keep in front, and be great on the defensive glass. Offensively, we want to be super disciplined. We want to push in transition, see if we can get something easy. If we don't, we want to take our time and get great shots and play some inside out basketball. One of my favorite stats is assists. I would love to lead the Sun Belt in assists per game. So we'll get working on that. But I've had 3 weeks with our returners, and they've done awesome. They have great character. We've started establishing really good culture with them, really elevating our standards and figuring out how we want to go about this. They've done a great job helping us in recruiting. I would re-recruit all 5 of those kids. They're awesome, high character, and just excited to continue to build a relationship with them.
By default, I would imagine this day and age in the world of sports, not only must you coach and be a part of your sport, but everyone seems to de facto have to be part of pickleball. Have you yet to play pickleball in your life, Coach?
I am so glad that you asked that. I have never played pickleball. I think I don't know if I'd be very good at it, but our team has been playing pickleball almost every night, and they have not invited me. I've been giving them a hard time about that. And I've heard Jemani Ingram is terrible, and I've heard Zeta Porter is really, really good at pickleball. So I would love to go make some memories and get on the pickleball court with them ASAP.
All right. We're hanging out with Ben McKeithen, general manager of Greystone Lodge, along with Coach Sharp of the women's basketball App State team. Looking forward to a wonderful season. Ben, the high country right now, the weather's beautiful. It's going to be 89 degrees here, Lake Norman, north side of Charlotte today. What's going on in Boone for the weather-wise this week?
We're going to be 75 today. That's where I wore the wrong colors today, but I had to wear a short sleeve because it's going to be so nice. Yeah, we're gearing up for a great-looking May. We've got graduation around the corner. Still a few rooms left for that weekend. That's next weekend. This weekend coming up, we've got some soccer tournaments in town. We're really excited about hosting the King of the Mountain. Appalachian Theater is going to be doing some fun things in the month of May as well. They're going to be doing some Star Wars viewings. I think that's, what is it called? May the 4th be with you. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. We're going to be sharing information on that on our Instagram page. But just check out our blogs, continually updating our guests and future guests for things to do and prepare for why you come to the high country.
It's interesting, having attended Appalachian State, a couple of our core members did as well. The town changes so much in the summertime. But now with things like Appalachian Summer Festival coming up, right, you're going to have Brad Paisley there at Kid Brewer Stadium in the middle of the summer. Combine that with the wonderful athletics program that's continuing to develop there at App State across all different sports, and then the town and the destination that the high country has become. Ben, how does the concierge-style service that Greystone offers play into all that?
Well, you know, it actually keeps us really on our toes because there are so many events and things to do. So, that's it. We have to be up to date because our guests need to know. And there's just something literally going on all the time up here. So pick a perfect time to come, enjoy the experience, and get ready for the next season of basketball because we're hoping to see a lot of fans coming to the men's and women's program this year. So we're excited.
It's awesome. Coach Sharp, thank you so much for your time, too. Hope the best for you for the season. Go App, always and forever. We appreciate you, Ben McKeithen, general manager, Greystone Lodge. We'll talk to y'all next week. Enjoy the beautiful weekend. 15% standing discount, 15% off. Greystone Lodge and WSIC News Instagram page. We'll plan to talk to y'all next week. Take care.
All right, guys. Thank you. Bye.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Morning LKN. 848. Happy Friday to you. I thought I saw something on here that you had Trader Joe's ready to go to talk about or something.
Yes. So there was a senior prank, you know, Trader Joe's, if the rumors start that Trader Joe's is coming to town, people lose their minds.
Yes.
You know, the Wegmans that's coming. And I would say half of the comments were, can we just get a Trader Joe's?
Okay.
So I think that these seniors did the ultimate, most amazing senior prank ever. They printed a sign in their town. This is in Maryland, I think. They printed a huge sign that says, coming soon, Trader Joe's, at an old grocery store parking lot, too, which is amazing. So it shut, like, an old
makes
grocery store.
Makes sense where it would be.
Totally tracks. Like,
oh, my gosh, Piggly Wiggly's gone.
Trader Joe's is coming. Yeah. It had a QR code. When you scan the QR code, it goes to Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up. So you get Rickrolled.
Oh, no.
It's, like, hilarious. Funny, didn't hurt anybody, right? They really went to the next level for this prank, but
that's pretty good.
It's all over social media, and people are like reposting the sign and thing, and just people are applauding these seniors for like putting out the best of all time senior prank.
Should we take that and try that out like Alexander Farms?
I would love it.
Lidl out, Trader Joe's.
Yes.
Something
yes,
like that.
Yes. Yes. How long do you think we could have the sign out there though at Alexander Farms before somebody comes and takes it down?
Oh, an hour.
You think an hour? This yeah. lasted the whole weekend.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
pretty good.
So I'm impressed with these kids. They're the future leaders of America. They're going to do just fine if they got that kind of wit to them.
I could imagine with the traffic on Catawba, people taking out their phones and bringing, oh, doing yeah. the QR code scanning, yes. you know, seeing what's going on out there.
Yeah. Like put it in front. Planet Fitness used to be like Bilo or something,
yeah, there
right?
You go. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah
put and it Salvation up. Army, I think, at yeah. one point, too.
Yeah. yeah.
put it out Shout out Bilo.
Bilo. How has it been that Bilo. You saw Bilo?
I haven't talked about Bilo since pre-pandemic, since, for sure.
Since you went to it in Rosedale back
right,
in the day?
Right.
Yeah, man. Oof. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Winn-Dixie?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Sorry,
I wish
throw out different
if there was, we should talk about old grocery stores that we've been to. You ever been to Harris Teeter?
I don't go out much anymore.
No. So I wish that there was something around there that I could, that would be, that's the best prank I think I've ever. Did you guys do a senior prank?
Did we do a senior prank?
Or can you, allegedly, did you do a senior prank?
Oh, I think our senior prank was not really a prank. Brian Morris doing the flyover.
Yeah, so there
was, oh, yes. Okay,
there was a guy
ahead.
Who had tell your story. His pilot license, Brian yes. Morris. Bill and I actually flew with him. Not in this same second instance.
Yes.
We flew over the lake in a little single-engine Cessna. It's a great time. Love it. Still trying to convince Demi to let me get my pilot's license.
Yeah.
Probably never going to happen. The prank kind of was interesting. We had a rival school, North Mech. We went to Hopo. North Mech was the rival.
Mm-hmm.
This was pre-Huff. And football was a big deal, right? Like for us. The school, you came out to football games. Friday Night Lights, you were there.
The Hopewell Hooligans, is that what you guys
were
called?
That was part of, yeah, there was a faction of that group, yeah. We weren't anything like the Charlotte FC Hooligans, though. That we were,
no.
We did not choose violence, especially against women.
You weren't trying to punch people or anything, just having right. a good time.
Particularly women. There was the opportunity, though, for Brian to, you know, bring forth the dominance that is Hopewell.
Mm-hmm.
And fly the plane that he, you know, could rent over the football field. And I don't know how the height restrictions work. No. This was at Hopewell. This was our home game.
At Hopewell, okay.
I don't know how the height restrictions work and all that kind of stuff. And I haven't taken the class yet. You know what I mean? I've ridden in one.
Not a pilot.
Yeah.
Officially. Not officially a pilot.
Yeah. Although, Justin, hold the steering wheel real quick. No. And so he flies over, but he does it really, really low. He ends up getting expelled from school.
No way.
Oh, yeah. He ends up getting expelled. There was two other gents in the plane as well, one of which attended Hope all the time, one did not.
He dropped the football that was signed by everybody.
He dropped the football that everyone had signed.
Is this an ongoing investigation, or are we...
Allegedly. They're allegedly in front of it, and you're fine.
It's like 15-year-old yeah. case.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the statute of limitations expired.
Yeah, so that was pretty much our prank, was just to say, ha-ha, we can drop footballs on you.
Was your name on the football?
We got someone here...
neither can confirm.
Who can fly. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Who used to go here.
Because as of the end of this football game, he's expelled.
He does not go to school here anymore.
I remember the principal, like one of the principals kind of, yeah, police are already waiting for him back at the airport. Like,
oh, I think they were asking like who did it, and we kept saying it was Herf Jones. Isn't Herf Jones the guy who does like the rings? You know, you get the pamphlet, and it's like a Herf Jones school ring.
I don't know what that is.
The company that did you ever buy a school ring?
Did I buy a school ring? No.
This was the company that made
this like Jostens. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Just blame it on
right, like McGraw Hill textbooks. Yeah.
Run a check on him, Herf Jones.
Yeah, Herf Jones. Sophomore. He's only a sophomore.
Yeah, he's an Aquarius.
Yeah,
I can tell. We've narrowed it down.
Jerry Bopdark.
How about y'all? Did y'all do a senior? There was one. I think the year before us did a prank on the rival high school. Mm-hmm. I think that also happened from time to time, yeah. like letting a donkey poop somewhere or something like that. I think that happened.
Mm-hmm. No, so our senior prank was that everybody had to take English your senior year. Like that was the only class that everybody had to take. And
good time to learn it.
Yeah.
Wait, there's only one more year. It's required.
Oh, quick, get in there. That's why I know so many words of the day. It was the last class that I took. before I graduated. We, you know, small school. We only had 100 in our graduating class. So, dang, yeah.
All want to go to English?
Basically, all take the same class, same classroom. And so we put outside the window on the roof, class of the year that I graduated, which I'm not going to say out loud. The year that I starts with a 19.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of people that graduate then.
I know. There's a lot of people that graduate then too. So yeah, we put the class. Yeah, that was it. So then, because every senior was in that class, and so you would see it looking out the window.
That's not a prank.
It's though. Not really. I mean, that's it's like
we're not graduating.
But, like, yeah. But that does fall in the category yes. of.
But
like,
it was on the roof, right? Because you're not supposed to be like on the roof after school or during school or whenever they did
do
it.
Do they allow pranking at all anymore? Like, did Katie even have a chance to do anything related
to that? I don't know.
Gunnar Marie, get off the roof. Can't be on the roof.
Mamie Lawton.
We told you last week.
You can't be on the roof outside of school hours
or inside school hours, either, any of them. But by the time we got to this, May of my, I was so checked out. I was so.
Who wasn't?
Gosh, I was so. Katie is still like very, she very much liked school. At awards day, she won friendliest. Couldn't believe it.
But she's in a unique school situation.
She is a unique school situation.
Like it's not what like going to school.
It's not going at 7:15. Right. No, she doesn't have to be there all day. She goes in around 1:00. She comes home about 3:00. So pretty good times.
How do I get into that school?
Spends a lot of time. Yeah, I don't even go to that school. I would have not gotten into
about
that
like
school.
My senior year.
Yeah,
by the way,
definitely
yeah.
Am I.
Yeah,
yeah. My senior year, which consisted of leadership with Bill, and then we made our way toward racket and paddle sports, and then team sports, and then
Mr. Bramson in there somewhere.
Oh yeah,
oh, that was sophomore year.
Yeah, that was civics and economics.
Good times.
Yeah.
I wonder what the seniors are doing around here for the pranks. I don't think they don't let the prank scene happen like they used to.
But this prank like is 80s, a fun, you know? Clean. Hilarious. I mean, I think this is hilarious.
Well, I'm sure now the pranks are like, this could be a cybersecurity attack.
Right, yeah. Me on the roof and I get, SWAT team called out.
Everything's AI.
Oh, it's like the prank that people thought was a good idea back in the day, but was a terrible idea, like a bomb threat. You know, like that
yeah,
was like a
you can't
terrible
do that anymore.
Idea.
Can't even say that out loud anymore.
We shouldn't talk about it.
No,
like
retract.
That.
No. Retract.
But that was like a thing back then.
It was a thing.
Dude, I got a test in third period. I got to call it in. Like, what? Dude, no, don't do that.
The other thing was toilet papering. What is that called? Is that just the like you just throw toilet paper at somebody's house? That was a big prank.
TP.
Did you guys ever do that? Allegedly do that? You know somebody who might have done that? No. Okay, we'll move on.
What's a TP?
You're going to have to be very specific.
That was a big thing, though, when I was in high school. What people would just,
toilet paper?
Yeah, yeah. Not the school, but like other people's houses.
I mean, it's biodegradable, so that's definitely an
we
easy.
We had
like,
no
you don't
cell
have to clean
phones.
It up.
We had no cell phones in high school. I didn't even have cable TV. I mean, we had to come up with ways to entertain ourselves.
There's absolutely no way we TP'd any of those beautiful houses in the peninsula.
Never.
And caused any disruption to the lovely lives they live.
You want me to tell that one time story?
I don't even know if I was there on that one time story, but no.
You don't want
I don't
me to tell
think
it?
So. I don't think so.
Okay.
Not today.
If you have to ask, then no.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
It didn't have to do with egging a car or anything like that.
Oh, that was a thing too. That was a big thing.
Is that an okay prank? Do eggs stain cart? Does
eggs are expensive
stain
now.
Cards?
Who's gonna don't throw eggs? They cost a lot of money these days. They're like $5 for a dozen eggs.
Yeah, but
it doesn't seem
you own
like
the
harmless.
Unless you own the chicken.
I'm not getting the harmless vibes.
Eggs? No, throwing eggs is not harmless. Have you ever had your house egged? It stinks for a long time.
Okay, that's fair when you think about it like that.
Yeah.
It's 89 degrees outside.
Yeah, yeah. It don't smell good, and it's not easy to scrub that off the door either.
Oof. Yeah, now actually I think about it, probably. No, I don't know. I don't. What's an egg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did see a meme that said, like, remember how we used to just throw eggs at people for fun?
Look, you had to entertain yourself. We didn't have the internet back then. Like
yes,
this.
I watched the Woodstock 99 documentary on Netflix, if you guys want to know.
It's a fun one.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it was a total debacle.
Yeah, well, the...
It's a ruction.
Spoiler.
It was a ruction.
Ooh.
It was. That's a good word for it.
It's a rowdy fight.
Noisy.
If you watch the beginning of it, like before it gets out of control,
sure.
That's pretty much what my high school experience was like. On a tamer level.
Like ska band punk
It was just like hanging out. Yes. Like I watched and I was like, there's no phones here. There's no phones. Like they're just hanging out, talking to each other, singing, dancing, having a good time. That's what I was
You know who's ready to have a good time? Joe Berg, WSIC sports director, but who's filling in today on Home At. Joe Berg, you there?
getting ready.
He's, he is.
All right,
he's prepping.
Trey Burke's there. He's doing something right now.
He's prepping.
Oh, there he is. I can feel it. I can hear him.
I love this. He must be getting ready.
Okay.
We're here. Here.
Oh, he's here.
He's here.
I love that, Joe.
Good job, Joe. Surprise entrance.
All right, Joe Burke filling in for Patrick Reynolds today, hosting Home Ad, 844 Studio 4, 844-788-3464. Joe, have a great show.
Yeah. Well, sorry. Thank you.
We got about 30 seconds.
Yeah. We're going to have fun today.
Yeah. Oh, I
get it. Yesterday was so fun. I can't wait for today.
All right, there we go. Home Ad Show. Thanks for listening. Teacher of the Month contest. You're going to want to sign up for that. WSICnews.com. All the socials you can sign up. Victorious Skincare tomorrow.
Ooh. Just in time for Mother's Day.
Ooh.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7. WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.